ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 29, Text 7, in the matter of explanation of devotional service. Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Lokapila, the personality of Godhead, replied, O noble lady, there are multifarious various paths of devotional service in terms of different qualities of the executor. Purport. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness is one, because in pure devotional service there is no demand from the devotee to be fulfilled by the Lord. But generally people take to devotional service with a purpose. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, people who are not purified take to devotional service with four purposes. A person who is distressed because of material conditions becomes a devotee of the Lord and approaches the Lord for mitigation of his distress. A person in need of money approaches the Lord to ask for some improvement in his monetary condition. Others who are not distressed or in need of monetary assistance, but are seeking knowledge in order to understand the absolute truth, also take to devotional service, and they inquire into the nature of the Supreme Lord. This is very nicely described in Bhagavad Gita 7.16. Actually, the path for devotional service is one without a second. But according to the devotee's condition, devotional service But according to the devotee's condition, devotional service appears in multifarious varieties, as will be nicely explained in the following verses. Translation. Lord Kapila, personality of Godhead, replied, O noble lady, there are multifarious paths of devotional service in terms of the different qualities of the executor.
Srila Rupa Goswami has started his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu from these verses. These four or five verses which are now coming, he started his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu from that point. First the introduction, some Mangala stotras, and then the description of the book which Srila Prabhupada has reproduced in his Nectar of Devotion is the introduction, and then Srila Rupa Goswami starts his treatise of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu from these verses, as does Srila Prabhupada in the first chapter of Nectar of Devotion. He starts by describing who comes to devotional service and what are the first symptoms of their attaining some success in devotional service. Those are becoming free from distress and getting the first taste of happiness. Devotional service, as performed in the material world, is performed by many different persons who are fortunate enough to come in contact with the Vaishnavas, with the devotees. But they're all coming from different situations in the material world. And so it has also been described, and will be described in the coming slokas, that actually there are 81 different types of impure devotional service. Starting from devotional service performed in the mode of ignorance. That person who is always very angry, who is always thinking very much of themselves, was very selfish. His devotional service is considered to be in the mode of ignorance, and he shouldn't be associated with intimately. But Śrīla Viṣṇava Chakravarti has pointed out that he should be offered obeisances. Even that person who is wrapped in anger but is attempting to perform devotional service, even that person should be offered obeisances, because he is pleasing to the Lord. The Lord is pleased by his attempt to become his devotee. There are nine processes of devotional service: Shravana, Kirtan, Smarana, Bhavasevana, hearing and chanting. And in each of those, the hearing, the chanting, full surrender, the offering of prayers, they can be performed in the mode of ignorance, they can be performed in the mode of passion, they can be performed in the mode of goodness. But whichever mode they're performed in, or whichever mixture of modes, it's not pure chanting or pure hearing. Still, it's very elevated. But for one to be able to rise from the position of being in the mode of ignorance, one has to associate with the devotees who are on a higher platform, to be able to rise higher and higher in one's execution of devotional service. Generally, when somebody becomes a pujari in the temple, they're very much influenced by the mode of passion. They still want to be recognized, they want to become famous, they want to attain something from the Lord. Of course, by continuing to practice the archana, chanting, and so on, then one can rise higher and higher in devotional service. But we must always remember that that depends only on associating with a Vaishnava who is on a higher platform of devotional service. It works just like a reflection. What is in the heart of a Vaishnava reflects into the other hearts and has its influence. And if one is sincere, one is able to capture that reflection and keep it in the heart and imbibe the same mood of devotion and thus go forward in their devotional service. For those persons who perform devotional service, wanting to sacrifice everything to the Lord, not wanting to attain anything for themselves, even when they do austerities and different things, they offer the results of their austerities, of their fasting, whatever it may be, they offer that to Krishna. This is devotional service in the mode of goodness. Why in the mode of goodness? It appears to be surrendering everything, but still the strong desire is there. He said, you must give me a place in your abode. You must take me away from this place. Somehow or other, it is a separatist move. The Prabhupada uses this word quite a lot, that we mustn't be separatists, but we must bring our mood, we must bring our desires in line with Krishna's mood and desires. Krishna desires to eat nice food. Bringing our mood and desires in line with him does not mean, oh, I also desire to eat nice food. Let me have lots of nice disciples and eat very nicely. No. It means that Krishna desires to eat nicely, so let me cook something for him very nice. Let me serve him very nice foodstuffs. Let me sit down with him
and enjoy those nice foodstuffs with him because he doesn't like to eat alone. So according to our particular mood, whether it be a servant or a friend, parental, but the idea is to bring our mood in line with Krishna's. And whatever Krishna wants, we also want, but for his satisfaction. In other words, anyagulasta sutasana. But there should be no selfish desire. That is real devotional service. No desire, but oh, I want liberation. Let me go to Vaikuntha, let me attain the same bodily form as the Lord, same opulences as the Lord. No. This is not classified as devotional service by Srila Rupa Goswami. But it is conditional service. If you're going to protect me, Lord, if you're going to give me this benediction, if you're going to do this for me, if you're going to do that for me, then I'll be your servant. In other words, if you become my servant, then of course I'll worship you. You give me so many nice things, you put me in nice situations, you always protect me in every situation. But the devotee has great faith. The Lord always protects me anyway. I don't need to ask him to protect me. The Lord always provides everything anyway. Whatever is actually needed for his service, he's made all arrangements. So I don't need to ask separately. What I need to ask is, my dear Lord, what will satisfy you? My dear Lord, please give me the association of both devotees who know how to satisfy you. Anyagulasitas. Devotional service without any motive. If it falls into any of the 81 categories of contaminated devotional service, even very subtle desires. So Prabhupada says, even if there's a tinge, the slightest tinge of material desire mixed with the devotional service, then it's not pure devotional service. And if we don't associate with the right persons, that tinge will grow and grow and grow. Until we find that our devotional service is becoming less and less, and our meditation upon our own self, our own senses, becoming more. We'll come out of the material world because they're in distress, seeking for wealth, seeking knowledge, or just to become distressful, free from distress. When that happens, which it naturally will do, because it's one of the first symptoms of devotional service, is that one becomes free from distress. Then the tendency is to not be so surrendered to the Lord, but to concentrate on myself. And in this contaminated state, we chant Hare Krishna, we hear the holy name, we study the Shastras, but all through the modes of material nature. If we actually want to be free from this cycle of birth and death, from this very distressful place known as the material world, then we have to seek out those Vaishnavas who have developed pure devotional service. We have to seek out their service. We have to associate with Vaishnavas whose desires are more pure than mine. And for those persons who are still very much influenced
by ignorance and passion, then we have to offer obeisances. Not intimately associated. By association we will become. We have to be very, very careful. We have to be able to see very honestly. Am I actually on the platform of pure devotional service? Do I have no other desires than to desire full satisfaction of the Lord? And if we answer, is that I have some desires, then we have to find the right association. So that we can learn to chant Hare Krishna in that mood. Anya Vilasita. In that mood, hearing, chanting, meditating, surrendering, in that mood, without even a tinge of self-desire. Not something to be imitated, it is something to be aspired to. We have to find that touchstone, that Vaishnava, by whose association we will come to that platform. By studying the Shastras very carefully, in the mood of receiving from them the real meaning, the real mood of devotional service, we become qualified to understand who are those Vaishnavas who are fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna. We become strong in our faith. We will not be disturbed by the arguments of materialistic persons or even the neophyte devotees. Oh, it's alright, you can do this, you can do that, and still chant Hare Krishna. Yes, you can do whatever you want. The living entity has independence. If you're quite satisfied chanting Hare Krishna and desiring a nice big house and this and that, so many things, then fine. But you should understand that it will not lead you to pure devotional service. It will lead you to another birth. Where if you're fortunate, you get the chance again to associate with the Vaishnavas and continue your devotional service. Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī has pointed out that such a mood in a devotee can cause them to take birth thousands of times. There has to be an intensity, there has to be attachment. If no attachment for the holy name, for the service of the Vaishnavas, for hearing the glories of Krishna, if no attachment develops, then bhava, prema, they will never come. We have to give up our attachment for material things. Our attachment for depending on our senses and our intellect. And surrender ourselves to the spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, to the instructions in the Shastras dealing with Bhakti Yoga. We have to become more and more attached to Krishna. We may not be on that platform of pure devotional service, but we can be on the platform of desiring pure devotions. We can replace all of our other desires with the desire with the desire to come in contact with the pure Vaishnavas. What is going on day by day who you're coming in contact with is not by accident. It's all a fruit of one's desires. To get the kind of association which we desire. We just want to sit around chit-chatting all day, criticizing other Vaishnavas. And we'll get that type of association. But if we want to rise above, the 81 categories of a most mature nature, the 81 influences, then we have the desires. And by that desire seed, the right association will come, the right situation will come, and we'll be able to make rapid advancement into the realm of devotion. That realm of devotion is very large and is very deep, like an ocean. And right in the depth is Vrindavan. Where everyone is absorbed in satisfying Krishna. Whether they be a blade of grass, a flower on a tree, or the tree, a gopi or kara boy, everyone is absorbed in satisfying Krishna. Pure devotion. That is not found. That is not found anywhere else in the spiritual world. Everywhere else in the spiritual world, the degree of devotion is tinged by a desire to see Krishna in a way which is not action. You want to see Krishna with forearms, supreme Narayan, the supreme Godhead, the most opulent, living in a very grand way. That is our desire. Desire of those blessings. As a king of Dwarka, as a king of Ayodhya. But the bridge of our seas, the residents of Vrindavan, they're surrendered to Krishna. Oh, you're a coward boy, wonderful. Please let me satisfy you in whatever way it is. You want to dance? Let me dance with you. Let me play musical instruments for you. Let me serve wonderful refreshments to relieve you from your dancing. As your desires flow through different moods, then benefit me, then my desire will follow you. Always ready to serve, always ready to adjust to the whims of your desire. like a beautiful melody, and Krishna is the conductor. As in changes, then everyone dances along, anxious to satisfy him. This is what we have to aspire for. But simply from that seed of desire, we fell down from the spiritual into the material. We desired to imitate Krishna, to try to be the enjoyer. Simply from that seed of desire, we become entangled here in this material world. And now by the grace of a Vaishnava, by the grace of a great Acharya, it's time to reignite our desire. We simply desire to satisfy Krishna. To follow the nine processes of devotional service, and from whatever position you are, you can rise up to your natural position of servant. Simply from the seed of desire. Everything is based in that seed of desire. You want to be recognized by everyone as a great devotee? You'll get that. You want to be a dog in your next life? You'll get that. Simply by your desire. In due course of time, it will come. So we have to learn how to long, how to cry for Krishna, how to chant Hare Krishna in that room. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We have to develop that pure mood of chanting, pure mood of hearing, which is not tinged by the modes of material nature. As long as it is coming from the heart, simple desire, Krishna, please take me and engage me in your devotions. As you become more advanced, my dear Srimati Radharani, please take me and engage me in Krishna's. And as we become more advanced, my dear devotees, please engage me as a servant of a servant of a servant in eternal service of Radha. So many desires are flooded, but we have to become fixed on that desire and try to ignore all the other desires which are in the heart. Sitting like seeds. Rupa Goswami said, by chanting in this mood, all of those other desires for material enjoyment, for liberation, will all be washed away. And eventually will be bathed in the sunlight of pure devotion. Jiva Goswami pointed out that the most intimate commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam is Bhakti Rasamrita Sutta. Jiva Rupa Goswami starts his Bhakti Rasamrita Sutta from these slokas, pointing out that yes, even from the position of a mode of ignorance, of deep darkness, one can start devotional service and rise up to the level of Mahabharata. And then he
questions or comments?
Sunday is the first day of Kartik. Ujjwalvrat means to on the first day of Kartik, if one wants to follow it properly, then he plants a Tulsi seed and looks after that Tulsi for the period of Kartik by chanting under the Tulsi, by reading Bhagavatam, by rendering service to the devotees and the deities. And at the end of Kartik, if he's not able to look after the Tulsi, then he takes Tulsi to the temple and requests that the temple pujaris, whoever's looking after the Tulsi, to continue to look after him. Kartik is Kartiki. Kartika. Srimati Radharani. This is her month. She's very merciful, she's giving devotion. We shouldn't be concentrating on austerities and different things, but concentrating on increasing our reading and chanting. Gradually increasing reading and chanting, serving Vaishnavas, then automatically we will sleep less and eat less. This is enjoyable. To increase service to Shiva and the devotees. Yes, it's very important. It's a regulated principle. It's a symbol of surrender. And it's interesting you said light the lamp, because this is the actual service. Not just offering the lamp, but the actual thing is to light the lamp. So we tend to give just one devotee the service of lighting lamps, but everyone should light their own lamp. This is the actual service, to light a lamp and then offer it to the Lord. Srila Prabhupada insisted that this be introduced in all of our temples.
What should the meditation be when we offer
it? Atmani Vaino. Full surrender. Should be the meditation that I'm offering myself to you. Please accept me as a surrendered servant. We may not even feel we're qualified for that, but it can still be our prayer. Because by developing that desire, it will come about. To desire material things in Kartik is no different than bathing in Narakund. Narakund means hell. It's an offense against Kartik. Try for mundane things. Kartik is there to capture Krishna. Just like you saw to capture Damodar. Hanging around the waist. Another pastime is where Radharani tied up Krishna near Govardhan Hill, tied Krishna around the waist. Radharani. So we want to capture Krishna. Capture Krishna by showing our longing for him. Showing our intense desire to want to satisfy him in every way. Anything else?
You say that it's a real thing to pure desire will keep us away from the back of the question about that. So at the same time, when it's possible to go back to that in our lifetime, it seems like it's so far away.
Yes, fully surrendered. Why not? the constitutional nature of the living entity is the servant of Krishna. So it's not an impossibility. That's why it's been pointed out that one can do it. Doesn't happen very often. And there are many levels back to Godhead. Once one has become free from material influence or motive ignorance and passion, then it's also considered back to Godhead, even though one may not be yet ready to enter fully into the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. Still, one is no longer under the bounds of the material world. Is guaranteed of going back to Godhead. Simply he needs to get more association, which may take place by taking birth again amongst the Vaishnavas, may take place by taking birth amongst the demigods in a planet where, in a universe where Krishna's pastimes are manifested, or it may take place of actually taking birth in manifest Vrindavan where Krishna's pastimes are manifested. Make further advancement. It entirely depends on the degree of surrender of the living entity. Surrender in the sense of not what you've given up materially, but how much you've actually surrendered to the will of the Buddha. And the mood of the other Krishna's service. But even some people, they go back to Godhead anyway without coming to that platform. They go to Vaikuntha, or Ayodhya, or Dwarka. And Srila Prabhupada points out from that position they can make further advancement if they get the association. That association can come about in one of two ways. Sometimes the great devotees, they travel through Vaikuntha, just like they come here to this material world. And at other times, Narayan takes his intimate devotees, those who have raised up, who have great desire for more intimate service, he takes them along with him when Krishna's or Gauranga's pastimes are manifesting in the material realm. And they get the opportunity to associate with those pastimes of the devotees and the Lord, and able to advance even from the position of Vaikuntha or Dwarka. The both Rupa and Jiva Goswamis point out devotees only very rarely accept going to Vaikuntha. Rather they would pray that you please keep me in a situation where I can develop more longing in my devotional service and I'm qualified to enter into your action. Intimate service. Kartik is a very good time for studying mental devotion. So Prabhupada in, it was November 72 in Vrindavan, he stayed there for a month and was reading mental devotion today. And he said, now we're perfectly situated. We're in Vrindavan. We're in the association of Vaishnavas. Under the shade of Upa Goswami Street, reading the topmost literature about the Rasam Prasad. Shri Prabhupada Ki. Shri Prabhupada Ki.